It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They have two branches, one on Harmonstown Road in Artane in Dublin 5, and the other at Main Street in Rush in North Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. Now, if you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, with over 50 years' experience, they've built a reputation that you can walk on literally. Do you see what they did there? A reputation that you can walk on literally.
No, I just don't get it.
What do you mean?
I just don't get
this. They do carpets. They have a reputation that you can walk on, literally. You can literally walk on their carpets.
Ah, I get it.
Do you get it?
Yes, I do. Okay. And the great thing about them as well, they have, because some people like shopping online, other people don't like shopping online. They like to go in and, I'd love to go in and feel the carpet. You know,
it's great, yeah.
You know, it's on the big rolls, feel the carpet. So if you want to feel the carpet, well, don't go around.
Which I always think it's a bit strange, no, people feeling actually, carpet,
no,
because,
no.
Because when you have your carpet down, do you ever feel the carpet? If you're walking on your all fours feeling carpet, that's a bit weird.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah. You never actually feel the carpet when it's laid.
I'm a carpet feeler.
Are you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, Jer, who runs the place, you should probably put up a sign saying, stop feeling our carpets.
it's a bit weird. It really
but anyway,
is.
They do have stores in Artane, which is in Dublin 5, of course, and in Rush, County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. You can't miss them. So if you want to pop into them, tell them that Jeremy and Adrian sent you, either in Artane, Dublin 5, or in Rush in County Dublin beside the Strand Bar. And you feel as much carpet as you want to feel. Don't buy carpet until you feel it.
You can call them on 01-847-3320. 01-847-3320. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This is our second episode returning to the similar theme, but with a slightly different angle. I want to read a message that came in to us early this morning. In the wake of last night's disturbances at Saggart near the City West. I hope you'll return to this topic. It's Bridget here from Saggart. I've been on to you about this before, talking on your podcast. We staged a very peaceful protest in the village last night. No aggression, no violence. Then I got home and I see videos of little scumbags in masks and Canada Goose jackets hurling bricks at Gardaí. What annoyed me more is the soft approach by the Gardaí. They had the water cannon machine there last night and they refused to use it. Why? I don't want these thugs in my area. They don't represent us concerned people. I heard it's happening again tonight. Can you contact the Gardaí and tell them enough is enough? Well, no, in fairness, you should probably do that, Bridget. I don't think it's our job to be calling the guards for you. But anyway, tell them enough is enough. Turn on the water cannons. My teens are terrified after seeing the videos last night. Now, the videos last night were very different from the night before. And the reason I say they were very different from the night before is all we saw last night at the Garda lines, that is, there was a peaceful protest in the village itself.
I want to make that very clear.
Yeah,
that
there was a peaceful protest in the village last night.
Two separate things going on last night. And the one in the village,
perfectly peaceful.
We know people that were at that.
Local residents, all at it, no bother.
And let's be very clear about this. We all agree that, well, I hope we all agree that the residents of Saggart and City West have a right to be concerned.
Absolutely.
A right to be pissed off.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
That goes without saying.
But what we saw last night was a group of Canada Goose wearing mask-covered little toe rags turning up just to cause mayhem. The night before, it was a mixed crowd. Last night, it was young fellas literally firing fireworks directly at the guards, throwing bricks and bottles. One guard was injured after getting hit with a bottle in the face. they were literally there just to cause mayhem.
I believe that and I agree that. I think there's two sets of protesters. There's the genuine protesters who have...
But those genuine protesters were in the village last night. They weren't standing at the guard lines outside the hotel.
We'll be talking to some of them. They have a genuine grievance. They're terrified for their kids. Absolutely genuine. I get that as well. And then you have the opportunists. And these are the young fellas that message each other on Snapchat and go, let's go back up to City. They're not from City West, by the way. None of these scroats are from City West. Let's go back up to City West on our scooters and fucking bring in, like, horse and traps again. Like, seriously.
Somebody just sent a message in a second ago to say, Mandy said, peace is not working, okay?
So, Mandy, is that you saying that your true weapons out there are your true items... Would you, Amanda, try and get Mandy?
Well, I'm assuming what she means by that is you need to hurl bottles at guards to get something done. Can I just tell you, Mandy, nothing more is going to be done because of people hurling bottles at guards.
Absolutely not.
Than was happening 2 weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
Obviously, the residents are concerned about City West being used as an I-Pass centre.
And they're right.
And that's completely understandable. Hurling bottles at the guards
ain't
going
to get your hotel. Like Amy Nibs, again, we'll invite you onto the show as well. All these people are very vocal now. You're all invited on. And get off your keyboards. Come on. And this is your opportunity, by the way. This podcast is very unique in that very few other places would you get an opportunity to say what you want to such, and I'm not blowing our own trumpet, but to a big audience. I mean, the podcast does have a huge audience. Has about 100,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's at the moment? So you do get your voice to be heard by a big audience. So don't sit behind your keyboards. Actually, come on and say what you want to say. But it is a fact that there are two groups of protesters. We support, both myself and Adrian, from day one, despite what some clowns think on social media, who are saying that we're like paedophile enablers and all
that. Yeah, what was that all about?
Like, fuck off, weirdos. Those people need their hard drives checked. We, from day one, have been consistent in our opinion about the I-Pass Centre in City West, that it's not suitable, that the residents have... We've heard so many horror stories from residents out there. They're right to be pissed off, yeah? They're right to be pissed off. Their property. They probably. If you tried to sell your house in City West next week, chances?
No. Would you want to move there?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
But so they are protesting the way it's supposed to be done. Yeah.
100%.
But then you have these scumbags that you saw in the video just firing rockets at the Gardaí. So do you honestly think that the Gardaí are going to go, geez, they're firing rockets at us. Let's open the barriers and let them into
the to wreck the hotel.
That is not going to happen. It is not going to happen.
Our number is 085-825-2626. I want to read a message that was posted up on Facebook, actually, that was sent in to us earlier on. In fact, you have it on your screen there. I've seen what's happening in City West, and like many of you, I feel the anger, sadness, and frustration. What happened is heartbreaking, but violence and chaos won't bring justice back, or won't bring justice or healing. I want to use whatever platform I have to call for calm and understanding. The Gardaí work hard to keep our community safe, and they deserve respect, not hostility. The people directly affected by this tragedy deserve compassion, not more pain. Real strength is in staying united, in standing for peace, fairness, and one another. Let's be the community that lifts each other up, not tears each other down. Now, I thought that was absolutely... I don't know who wrote that. I don't know where it came from, but it was sent in to us earlier on. It's brilliantly written.
Nadia says the protests will continue until the government listens to the people. I hope it does, Nadia. I hope the residents of City West protest every single day. But that wasn't a protest, what happened with those young fellas last night. They don't give a shit.
No, they literally don't give a shit.
And can I tell you as well the problem with this, guys, is... The problem with this, guys, as I was watching those videos last night, you have dozens and dozens and dozens of Gardaí that are being used, taken off the front line and are being used to sort this problem out, okay? So you have all those Gardaí there. While those Gardaí are there sorting out these teenage thugs, yeah? What happens if one of you is attacked somewhere else around the city centre? But all those Gardaí being used up...
Okay, but then let me ask you a question, and this goes back to the point of the message that we got in from our listener, Bridget. Should the guards, if that same group of toe rags turns up tonight to cause mayhem, should the guards turn the water cannon on them?
You're asking me that question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not on the peaceful protesters, by the way.
No, obviously not.
Not on the residents. No, on those little scumbags on the scooters. They're only there to cause trouble. They're only there so they can get a Snapchat video. Look, I fucked a brick at the gate. Am I grey? Yeah, you're brilliant, Jordan. Now go home to your mammy. Do your homework.
Aoife.
Hi, guys. I had to leave work early yesterday to make sure I could get home to collect my child. Because the village was being locked down, there was messages circulating that the roads would be closed from 3 p.m. People weren't allowed outside of their estates from 5 p.m. These riots ended up coming down both sides of my home last night. It was really unsettling to sit at home and see what is happening outside through social media. My child is absolutely terrified with the noise, the Garda presence and helicopters, and didn't get to sleep until after 11:30 last night. My child's school disco also has been cancelled tonight on advice from the Garda due to the ongoing trouble. And we have received guidance from the school this morning about how to talk to our children about this. I am from Saggart and took part in peaceful protests all summer, and I understand the frustration about what has allegedly happened to that poor young girl. My heart is broken for her and her family. I also believe the centre should be closed, but our area is being absolutely destroyed here. The last two nights, and these are not local people. The Garda had the crowds halved, one half in Saggart village and the other side at the Saggart Lewis stop. The people of Saggart held a peaceful protest in the village last night, but nobody knows now because of the chaos on the other side.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Gavin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gavin?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Gavin. What did you want to say on this?
I think just the way that the whole thing is being brought about last night was disgraceful, and that the fireworks and everything else, it was unnecessary for what was going on. I feel like the youth are taking advantage of the situation, and they're just using it to wreak havoc and get away with it, and they can cover their face.
As I've heard, too many
of them to be caught.
Yeah, no, I agree. Oh. Too many of them to be caught. In fact, a load of under-18s, a number of under-18s were arrested last night, and where the adults appeared in court today, the juveniles were sent to a juvenile liaison officer. We'll face fucking no consequences.
Yeah, the juvenile liaison officer, give them a pack of Haribo sweets and be on your way.
So one of the things that Bridget says in her email or in her message to us this morning is it's about time that the guards came down like a ton of bricks on these little scroats. Literally recreational rioting is what it's been referred to today, because that's literally what it was. Do you think the guards should turn the water cannon machine on them?
I think they should, yeah. But the thing is, last night I actually went up to see what's going on. I live very close to it. And I stood, this was, I'd say realistically, 10 p.m. last night. I was hearing fireworks. To be honest with you, they sounded like gunshots.
I was watching some of the videos earlier on. And what scared me most was, well, two things. One, the way they were literally firing off the fireworks like guns. But it also meant that somebody was actually holding the bloody thing in their hand for it to fire off, which, anyway. But do you think that if this happens again tonight or over the weekend, the Gardaí should turn the water cannon on them?
Yeah, but they should only aim at masked people.
I agree with you, because there are decent people up there that are protesting. Were you up there yourself, by the way?
I was up there last night, me and my wife.
Yeah.
And at 10 o'clock, we were standing a long distance away from the front line where all the coppers were. Like, I mean, a good distance. If the coppers ran full force, it would have took them a minute to get to it. And a swarm of 6 to 8 Garda vans pulled up, all the back doors opened, and they just attacked everybody they see. And I got pepper sprayed in the face and badly beaten. I bruises all along my ribs. And I didn't throw a bottle, I didn't have my face covered. I was standing there with a camera.
That was from Tuesday night, was it, Gavin?
That was from last night.
Oh, from last
Wednesday
night as well.
Night.
Oh, okay.
They were attacking everyone. I seen a 13-year-old girl getting floored by a Garda member with a riot shield into a bush and then beaten with a baton.
Okay, but you have to ask yourself, though, Gavin, what was she doing there? What was a 13-year-old doing there?
Yeah.
If she wasn't there.
And her parents.
Yeah, if she wasn't there with all her mates to cause a bit of mayhem. Because most of the kids that were, sorry, most of the people causing the mayhem last night were kids. They were just children. Yeah. They were under 18. And as I said,
nothing will happen to them.
No,
it'll be a slap on the wrist. And sent on that way.
That's exactly what happened. A load of adults appeared in court today. All of them under 18.
Children.
All of the under 18s didn't appear in court today, even though a load of them were arrested last night.
They know that, though, lads. They know how to play the system.
Older people are coercing them into doing it. People are telling them what to do, because they'll tell the kids nothing's going to happen to you because you're under 18.
And today actually proved that point, that the over 18s all appeared in court today, the under 18s didn't. So let me ask you then, Gav. A lot of people think because they know they're going to get away with it, wouldn't it teach them a nice little lesson if the guards did turn the water cannon on them?
Do you know what I honestly think should happen? If a child throws a brick, a stone or a firework at a member of the Gardaí, both parents should be incarcerated.
Yeah, I would agree.
I put it onto the parents. It's bad parenting and it's a rough upbringing. If your children are doing stuff like that, they're learning it from home. And I think the parents should have to deal with the responsibility children's actions.
The problem is, Gavin, you're a responsible person. You went there to protest, which is your right, and I support your right to protest. And you, because of the troublemakers, you ended up getting the beaten as well. Because the guards aren't able to pick people out and go, "Oh, he's a troublemaker," and they just... You know, they make run for everybody. Like, how bad are your injuries? Are they very bad?
My ribs are blue.
From a batten? Was it from a batten?
From a batten. They didn't arrest me and they let me go because I told them out straight. I was nearly in tears, to be honest with you. And Jesus. I'm a fully grown 6'4" man. I had a full face of pepper spray. They must have sprayed me and my wife for about 10 seconds in the face. And all I could say was, "I'm not a bad person. I live in that apartment block right next to us. Please let me go home."
And they did eventually.
He told me to fuck off and called me can I curse or no?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, he told me to fuck off home and called me a wanker.
That was nice. Okay, so let me go back to the fact that what we saw last night, and yes, Gavin, you were there and you were protesting peacefully and everything else, and the whole group in the village itself was completely peaceful. I saw a number of videos that was a completely peaceful protest. The Gardaí would have even said that. But outside, between the Lewis and City West, there was what we witnessed last night, mostly young people. And those young people aren't there because the iPass Centre is in City West.
No, of course they're not.
Those people aren't there because of what allegedly happened to that young girl the other day. Those young fellas and young ones were there literally to fuck stuff at the guards. And that's literally all they were there for. So should the guards, if that happens again, turn on the water cannon?
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. All right. Stay with me for a second, please, Gavin. Our number is 085-825-2626.
That's awful, by the way. It is awful,
yeah. It's dreadful. You know, and we heard similar stories yesterday as well.
I get the guy in a situation like that where there's people coming at you from left, right and centre. The guards can't sit down and talk to Gavin and say, "Well, are you here? What's your purpose being here? And do you want to throw stones at us?" And everybody gets lumped into one. People should be allowed to have a protest without it being hijacked by the Canada Goose scumbags. Would you agree?
Absolutely, 100%. And as I said, they're not there because they're concerned about the use of City West Hotel as an iPass centre. They probably don't even understand what iPass means. That's the truth of it. Evita, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Evita?
How you doing?
What did you want to say on all this?
It's just terrible what happened last night. Like, I went up to light a few candles and I was bombarded into a bush by these shields, and I was pleading with them that they could clearly see that I was lighting candles. Me and another girl was there as well, and they came over, pushed us in. I was trying to get out at the side to run up by the lane where there was these boulders. That's where we had lit the candles, and we tried to run up the laneway. And before I knew it, then they were after whacking me in the back of the leg and the back and pepper spraying me.
When that happened, what exactly were you doing at that moment? You were lighting candles.
Standing there lighting candles.
And did the guards tell you to move on?
No, they just came charging. Well, all them shields, there was a rake load of them. It was frightening, the noise of that boots, the noise of the shields, it was terrifying.
Don't take any from this, I'm just asking you the question, but given what happened on the first night of the protest, would you not have thought maybe I should stay at home because this is going to escalate again and I don't want to get caught up in... I mean, no matter... I support the residents of City West. I'd love to be there with you guys. But I know the dangers that if I go at that protest... I mean, there was one video that was put up last night, not at the peaceful protest, the other protest with the teenagers. And it was like... It was literally like Gaza. It was like a war zone.
Oh, no, it was. It was like a fireworks display.
And I'm like, why would anybody put themselves in that danger? And did that never cross your mind that maybe I should stay at home because this is going to kick off?
I do understand, and I don't agree with half of what went on either. I don't agree whatsoever. But at the end of the day, I have four children. I have a grandchild on the way. These are our kids that have to grow up in this community. I have two 16-year-old twins that I'm actually telling them they're not to be going out.
Okay, but
that's
awful to hear you having to say that to them. But the other kids, because that's what they were, the other kids that were there last night throwing fireworks and bottles and whatever at the guards, they aren't getting that sort of advice. They were there causing mayhem, ruining the protest for genuine people.
I understand that, and I can't condone what they're doing. It's not up to me to chastise them. They could bottle me or they could brick me. Do you know what I mean? If you say, this is what you're up against nowadays.
But the thing is, if one of those little scumbags on the scooters last night, if one of those got a baton over the head, those parents would be onto G-Sock. Like, my little angel, he was doing nothing. Like, these parents know where they are. Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah. If my... There was
Katie just sent a message saying, identify the little animals and stop the parents' welfare. Katie, part of the problem last night is most of them had their bloody faces covered up.
Yeah.
You couldn't see who they were.
They wouldn't wear the masks during COVID and now they're happy to wear the masks. But as well, I looked at videos there last night, Vida, online. And there was kids as young as 10, 11 years. I just couldn't get my head around it. And these videos were coming up at 9 o'clock at night. And I'm just thinking, I have an 11-year-old at home. If he turned around to me last night, he was in bed now by 9 o'clock. But if he turned around to me at 8:30 and had his Canada Goose jacket on and his face mask and said, Da, Ma, I'm going out to throw a few bangers at the guards. Is that okay? Yeah, no problem, Luke. You go, knock yourself out there and we'll see you home. We'll see you home. Don't forget, Luke, you have school in the morning, so make sure you throw those bricks at the guards nice and early so you're home in time for school tomorrow. These parents are fucking nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Where is the parental supervision?
It doesn't exist.
And it never did. This has always been the case.
Yep.
It's always been the case.
So can I ask you, Vita, if there are people there tonight or over the weekend again, the Gardaí have the water cannon down outside City West, should they deploy it? Should they fire the water cannon at people throwing fireworks and throwing bricks and bottles at the guards?
Well, if they have to do so, well and good, but they can't. Like, there was a poor old man at 70 years of age as well, pepper sprayed the other night.
That was the night before last. Last night, what we saw was a very different... On Tuesday night, it was a mixture of genuine protesters and people coming for trouble. Last night at the Lewis and between the Lewis and City West, it was mostly people there just for recreational rioting. Literally.
Yeah.
So do you think the guards should turn the water cannon on them?
Well, if they have to, they have to. As I say, I won't be... any of the big crowd that was up there. We were right at the back. There was a good group of people and everyone just kind of scattered. I panicked when I seen them charge and I didn't know which direction I was going.
And are you
going
to head up? Are you going to head up again? Because I believe the residents themselves are going to hold. And again, they're right. They should do it every single night until the government listen to them. What can the residents do? Those residents have been protesting for months. They've been having go slows with the cars and all that. They've been doing this for months and they're great and they should keep doing this. How do the residents keep the scum element away? Because All we're talking about today...
If the guards can't keep them away, what do you think residents are going to do?
Because this is taking away...
Of course it is.
From the genuine concerns
of
the people up there.
This is why a lot of people, like the person who sent us the message in the first place, believe that the guards should turn the water cannon on these little scroats, and that'll give them the shock of their life, knock them off their feet, and they go flying, and they won't be in a rush to come back again.
Dagan said, what's the peaceful protest doing since they're taking place years and then it got worse? But this isn't going to achieve anything. If you think that firing rocks at the Gardaí is going to mean that, let's shut down that I-Pass centre now because they threw rocks at the Gardaí. That's not the way it's going to work.
And it's literally not. It literally won't happen. Now, people argue that it was civil disturbance that actually made the officials back down on the Coolock plant, on the Crown Paints plant in Coolock, that isn't being used as an I-Pass centre.
Yep.
And people will argue, and have argued, that's because it became nasty there. That's because it was too hot for them to actually put migrants
and
in there.
The same in Newtown Mount Kennedy. And if you look back at the disturbances in Newtown Mount Kennedy, the majority of those people weren't even from Newtown Mount Kennedy as well. Like, if I had an issue, we have an I-Pass centre near us, as you know. That's my issue and the residents' issue. That's our issue around there. If we have an issue with it, we'll deal with it ourselves. We don't want busloads of career... And these are career rioters, by the way. That's all they do. They move from riot to riot. That's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. We don't want them coming in and ruining it for us. And I genuinely feel sorry for the people of Saugerties and City West that you can't have the protest you want to have because the headlines yet again today... I got messages from my family in America. It's making news over there.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing.
How the hell... Is someone meant to be able to sell their house in City West?
But they're not. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Stacey on this.
Hey, guys. Sorry I can't come on today. Listened yesterday. The callers who were on the show yesterday who are actually at the protest sounds like they had enough. Last night's events, look, I've seen a few videos, probably completely different to... Tuesday nights the Garda caused the riots, proven by our show yesterday with callers who were actually there, news reporters claiming they felt safer with the protesters than the Garda, and plenty of videos and live streams to prove the Garda provoked riots. Garda only doing what they're told to do by the government. If there's anyone to blame for all of this, it's the government. Unfortunately, there will be no peace until the government start to listen to the residents who have been peacefully protesting for months. Where did peaceful protesting get them? Like, their fears and nightmares that they've been protesting for unfortunately happened. Nobody cared enough to listen to the residents then. Whose fault for all of this? Like, whose fault is all of this chaos? It's the government's fault. Do things right. Take the asylum seekers in, but make sure they are vetted. If they can't come, like if they come unvetted, hold them in a secure location where they can't roam freely until they are vetted.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nadia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nadia?
I'm not too bad. Just back from a hospital appointment.
Okay, good to talk to you. Hope everything's okay. What did you want to say on this?
No, the guards, I have to say, no, I've been there Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. I've been there the 3 nights and the guards were just unbelievable. They're definitely not air guards. They're well hired from somewhere else. They're from up the north or something because they're not.
They're not. Animals. They're actually members of An Garda Síochána. They're in uniform. They've badges on. They're not all members of the RUC or...
the way they acted, that's what I'm saying. Like, they came for the people on the Tuesday. The Monday night we were up there, we were actually standing outside the actual I-Pass in City West Hotel. There was only a handful of us there, about 10 probably. And a couple came out from the hotel. They were a Ukrainian couple and they said that they were living in there with their family and asked what was going on. And we told her about the little girl and what happened. And she said, give me a minute. And she went into the hotel to tell the other people in there about what had happened. And they wanted to come out. to stand with us, but they were told by City West that if they went out, that they'd be gone, they'd be kicked out of the hotel.
So I'm sorry, Nadia, is it true that there are actually children staying in that?
No,
well, we don't know.
There's two separate buildings. You have the actual hotel where the Ukrainians are staying, and then you have the conference center. Yes. You have there is where that's the iPass. So they're literally 2 seconds from. They're literally 2 seconds apart. You walk out the door and you're looking at the iPad.
So, yes, there are Ukrainian families in the hotel
the
itself.
The reason I'm saying that is that must be terrifying for the children.
Of course it is.
That's why the parents wanted to come out and stand with us, because their children are in there and they're right on the doorstep of this iPass.
And they wanted to show their solidarity, and they were told no.
Yeah, and they were told no by the City West. That they were told no, and when they went back up, they locked the doors to make sure none of them could come out to us. But they had told them already that they'd be kicked out if they did come out and stand with us.
So the guards then, and this is something that came out of yesterday's podcast, the accusation that it was actually the guards that were at fault for inciting what happened on Tuesday night. Last night felt very different.
Last night was just all kids were out for causing trouble last night. Fireworks. And we were told numerous times to give it up, that it was a peaceful protest. We wanted to have a candlelight vigil for the little girl, because that's what it's for. We're doing it for her. Do you know what I mean? It's not for riots. It's not for that. It was just all them kids coming up on their scooters, just looking.
And what
for
did what did they say to you, Nadia, when you said get out? Because they're not from your area, obviously. What did you say? They're obviously coming up.
They just ignored us and just done their own thing. Like, obviously, I was telling you, I was in the hospital. Like, I stood, like your last caller that was on, the fella. I was standing up there where he was, watching it all, and because I've a cryonomy, I can't say it, I'm missing part of my skull, so I wouldn't go up in here, I'm not out for trouble. So I stood back, and I say there was about 6 or 7 of us that were standing miles away from what was going on, and the 3 public order unit fans pulled up, and they all jumped out and came after us. One girl got thrown to the fence and pepper sprayed, and the guards got me by the jacket, but I wriggled and kept running. I nearly fell. Like, we weren't doing anything. We were just sitting there, not even sitting, standing there, heading home. Like, we were walking home, and they all just jumped out. But they didn't care if you were at the protest or you weren't at the protest. They were still just charging for everybody last night. It was madness. Because we were trying to tell them, like, we're only walking home. Like, we're not at the protest. We're walking home. And he didn't care. They still just slammed everyone to the ground.
Okay, but the problem again last night was that the protest, even more so than the night before, was hijacked, literally hijacked, by little scroats out just to cause hassle with the guards. Isn't that right?
Yeah, just the little kids. They're only little kids. I'd say about 10, 11. Like, some of them were only little things. I was in shock. I was even giving out because was one little child. I'd say he only looked about 6, but he was older than that.
And so, the
firework, I was like, you're too small for them. I said, what?
And so 10 or 11 year olds were throwing fireworks.
Yeah, all the kids were throwing fireworks at them. And they were told numerous of time by people, like, to stop, give it up. For sure, you may as well be talking to them while the kids are going to do what they want to do. They're not going to listen.
Okay, so we've heard already on this episode that the adults that were arrested last night appeared in court today. The kids, and there were about 5 or 6 under 18s that were arrested last night, didn't appear in court today. They've been referred to, I don't know, a juvenile liaison officer or juvenile intervention or whatever the hell. I don't know what it is. But they didn't appear in court is the bottom line. So in other words, they're getting away with it scot-free. So they all know that by this evening, they will all know that. They will know, should we go down there and I'll just get a slap on the wrist, we'll cause mayhem. Should the Gardaí turn the water cannon on them?
See, it's no, because it's not. The kids are gone. The kids are gone. They're just up the front for a second and they're gone. And then you have the peaceful protesters that are stuck there. So what, you're going to turn the water cannon on the peaceful protesters while the kids are already gone? Do you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
Okay, well, what about you? You would have seen, because I saw it myself, you would have seen a lot of people with their faces covered, with their hoods up, not identifiable. Should we turn the water cannon on them?
I had my face covered last night because it was freezing. It was okay, that's the only way. Like, so you can't really put it up because people have their face covers that they're up to something.
But that's not why. That's not why a lot of them had their faces covered. You know.
No, some of them probably have it up for trouble, but some had it up because it's cold out. It's freezing. Do you know what I mean? You're standing there, it's cold. Of course you're going to put your hood up. Could be our face, could be our ears.
Okay, Nadia, what would you say, because we're just looking at Facebook page and some of these teenagers, now obviously not, these aren't 11 years of age because we're looking at their profiles here. 11-year-olds aren't on. And in fact, do you see the message that one of them sent in private message, Adrian? We'll read out a message for you in a second, Nadia, that this is the kind of shit we put up with on Messenger, on Facebook. But what would you say to them? They're listening to this podcast, maybe not now, but they'll be listening later on this evening. What would you say to these teenagers who literally just want to come up to assault the Gardaí? What would you say to them?
Not to be doing it, because we're not out for trouble. We were out to protest. We don't want the iPass centres there, and that's
okay,
it.
So why were you protesting there and not protesting in the village, which was very peaceful?
Well, I didn't know that there was another protest up there, because okay, it was all supposed to be held at the one spot.
By the time I got up there,
I didn't know anything.
It was in the village, and I saw lots of videos of it, and it was very, very peaceful. Nothing happened. Nothing kicked off because the kids weren't able to get into the village, basically.
And you know what the problem is as well, Nadia, that I've heard in the last couple of nights, and I think it's the case again tonight as well, the Lewis isn't going up to City West now, which you can understand, because they don't want to burn to the ground. So the people, the good people who are trying to get home from work to City West has a lovely community. They're really good community.
I was speaking to that girl last night that was stuck. She was stuck there with her child.
Yeah.
She couldn't get through because she lives facing the hotel and she couldn't even get up because
that's awful.
Of that. And that's what I was saying, it's disgraceful. And I told her, can you not go the Sagart way to the village? And she said no, because that's even blocked off as
and
well.
You can understand why buses in the Lewis aren't going up there. I mean, if you got in a taxi today from town and said, drop me up to City West this evening, it probably wouldn't go up there like that. And just to tell you the mentality.
Do you actually want me to read this message out?
Yeah, I want you to read it out. In its entirety, I want you to read this message out, because this is the mentality. I want you all to hear this, okay? Because this is the, and I'm not angry over that, by the way.
I am.
No, sometimes I get angry over things like that, and then other times I'm like, it's pathetic. This is the mentality of what you're dealing with.
I was there last night and I'll be there tonight. I'm no kid, yous two pedos. If you have any balls, come up and interview me. I'm not 11, I'm 18. You won't dare call me a scumbag to get me face, cause I'll stick a rocket in his yous two pedo. I'm not reading that word out. Brave on your radio show. It's not a radio show, it's a podcast, you fool. But
so that's what you take out of that.
Yeah, that's what I take out of that, yeah. Anyway,
I don't know. What do you say to something like that? How do you reason? By the way, why is, I don't know, what age are you when you finish school? Why is he not in school or no, but genuinely,
what's he doing on Facebook?
I don't know.
18-year-olds don't do Facebook, but anyway. I was there last night and I'll be there tonight. I'm no kid. If you have any balls, come up and interview me. I'm not 11, I'm 18. You won't dare call me a scumbag to me face, because I'll stick a rocket in the two of you, pedo cunt. Board.
And by the way, his photograph, typical photograph, you actually couldn't make this up. His photograph, his profile picture on Facebook, yeah, is him. No, it's not a Canada Goose jacket, actually, it's a North Face jacket, holding a can, drinking a can. Can I name him?
No, you can't name him, no.
First of all, I won't
because I don't believe he's over 18. Looking at the head in him there, I don't believe he's over 18. He's saying he is. I don't believe he is, which means he's a minor. And we go naming a minor. We're the ones that'll end up.
Louise says, why even read that message?
I don't know why I read that message. You told me to
let people know exactly what we are dealing, not what we were dealing with, but what the good people of Sagart and City West are dealing with as well. Because that's, how do you reason with someone like that?
You don't. You don't, Nadia.
No.
It's
just, I don't know. The kids are going to be kids. They always have to have an attitude.
Ah, Jesus, you know, my kids have an attitude, but they wouldn't.
I mean, you hope they wouldn't.
But they wouldn't do shit like that.
Nadia, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in Neil.
Pedophile enablers. Jesus Christ almighty. People have some fucking sick minds out there. Sick fucking disgusting minds. That doesn't make sense. Fucking Egypt.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
My blood is boiling.
It usually is when you're on this show. We were asking, should the Gardaí turn the water cannon on any people that are intent on causing trouble tonight?
They should do more than that. They're not heavy-handed enough with these scumbag anti-social youths and the damn racist. They should use the water cannons and use the batons on these scum, beat them into bloody submission and make them bloody behaviors, beat them into the dirt. Some of these scumbags who caused trouble last night throwing bricks at the Garda were 7-year-old boys, according to an eyewitness from Sky News. 7 years old? Yeah. Where the hell were the bloody parents of these scum?
The reality of it is the parents were probably there somewhere at the protest. But again, I want to ask you, the Gardaí have this new machine. Well, they got two of them, actually. A brand new machine that is a water cannon. We never had one in this state.
They got it from the PSNI.
We never had one. They've two of them now. We never had one in the Republic. We now have two of them. Should the guards, if that protest gets a bit messy again tonight, like it did last night, should the guards turn the water cannon on them?
Yes, and use the batons, beat these scum into the ground. And I want to say this. You had people on the show yesterday who were claiming the Garda were causing the trouble on Tuesday. That's a fucking lie. They were lying for their teeth. It was these scumbags who were causing the trouble on Tuesday. They caused the trouble again last night. And if they cause the trouble again tonight, the Garda should just use the batons and beat these scum into the ground.
Okay, Anthony, relax there, because we're not talking about the Israeli Defence Forces here. We're talking about our police service. They can't go around just beating lumps out of people. You've already heard people complaining that they did get a whack of a baton, that they did get pepper sprayed. They don't believe that they deserved it. The guards are...
Well, they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
No, they're entitled to be there. They're entitled to protest. People are entitled to protest, Anthony.
There was no peaceful protest. The only people there were the people looking to cause trouble.
Last night, Anthony, there was a peaceful protest in the village. It was perfectly peaceful. You may not have seen the social media coverage of that gathering in Sagart Village because nothing happened. Nothing kicked off. So it was perfectly peaceful.
I just want to see the Garda be more heavy-handed with these scumbag, out-of-control youths. They walk around causing trouble. They have no consequences. They need to be punished. Beat some fear into them.
Okay, but Anto, here's the thing. There are two types of protesters going on here. There are the people, and I'm sure you support the people of City West who are concerned about their safety, correct?
I don't, because there's no need to be concerned. Oh, they shouldn't be protesting.
Obviously, there's a reason to be protesting like this. It's just going to be causing problems. Anto, there was a woman on the podcast yesterday who said she walked by a group of men from the iPass Centre last week, and as she was walking by that group of men, they turned around and said, "I want to rape you." And you think that's not cause for concern?
I just do not think these protests should happen. It's just going to be an invitation to the troublemakers to go down and cause trouble. You always have these anti-immigration scum who look for reasons to be racist and cause trouble.
Okay, relax there, Anthony. These the residents from Sagart and City West over the last few weeks held a peaceful protest, a go slow protest, driving in traffic really slow and whatever, just to get attention.
Yeah.
Are you saying to me that they shouldn't be doing that? Are you saying to me that they should they should put up and shut up over the City West complex being used as the biggest iPass centre in the Republic of Ireland?
they shouldn't be going slow and keeping traffic at a standstill, because we saw in the UK what happened when those Just Stop Oil idiots were stopping traffic. Yet violence really kicking off as angry drivers were losing their minds. You shouldn't do stuff like that. We have refugees there from Ukraine who I saw reports on RT News. They are now terrified because we scumbag rioters.
Okay, but again, hang on for 1 second. Yes, there was an element there last night that were what you just described as scumbag rioters. I agree with you. You're right to say that. But the local people, the people who've been involved in a peaceful protest because they're concerned about City West being used as the biggest I-Pass centre in Ireland, surely they have a right to protest about that.
Well, what do they suggest we do? Do we send refugees from Ukraine who are fleeing war like that?
It's not just
the young man who got murdered. Do we just send them back to the war zone?
It's not just Ukrainians.
What other options do they have?
It's not just Ukrainians in City West, okay?
But there are Ukrainians there. That is a fact. No, they are there.
You agree? There are Ukrainians in City West, but it's not all Ukrainians. I'm asking you, have residents not got a right to protest about something that they are concerned about? The biggest I-Pass centre in Ireland is on their doorstep.
Not if they are blocking traffic, not if they are doing protests that could be seen as an invitation to the far right to go up there and start causing trouble.
Not everybody protesting is far right. There are parents protesting up there because they are fearful for their children's safety. They don't want their children going out to McDonald's, going to swimming clubs because they are fearful. That doesn't make you far right. Being a concerned parent does not make you far right, okay? The scumbags, I agree with you, the scumbags are hurling bricks and bottles and fireworks at the Gardaí, absolute scum. And the only thing they are doing, they think they're doing good, but they are deflecting from the issue here, and they're deflecting from what led to these protests, that incident. By the way, the protests were happening long before that alleged incident last weekend. But that should be the news. That should be what people are talking about. But it's not. They're talking about the Gardaí being attacked on a nightly basis.
All right, let me bring in just one or two more calls. Sorka, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sorka?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sorka. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, look, well, first of all, I want to obviously say my thoughts are going out to that little girl, which is the reason all this started. And, you know, I hope at some point in her life she can find some peace.
Well, no, sorry for cutting across. With the greatest respect, Sorka, this happened way before this, because we've been talking to these residents of Sorgard for the last year.
Oh, no, I know. I just mean in the recent two nights. Yeah. I just wanted to say that before I started to make my point.
Right.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just wanted to recognise that. But no, look, I'm not a local. I don't live there, and I haven't been at any protests, and I can only kind of go off what I've seen on live feeds. So from my perspective, I actually think two things can be true at once here. I think the people have every right to be protesting. I think the first night I saw the local residents and they had their children with them. There was elderly people. We all saw that. You know, they're well within their rights to protest and say what they want to say. I think the second night, it looked to me like a lot of kids running around without their parents with them, which I don't agree with. I don't know why they're out without their parents with them. Like, do you know what I mean? But I will say one thing. I do think kind of the retaliation of last night, I have just this gut feeling from what I was watching the first night. I saw some people, they looked like local residents because they kind of looked like family groups, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
They were standing kind of up the front. I was on a live feed. Look, maybe there was something else going on. This is what I saw on it. So one of them walked up to speak to, it looked like they wanted to say something to a guard. It was a woman, and the guard at the very edge of the line kind of pushed, you know, and then it's like one of the men that was standing with her then walked up and started, and obviously he was annoyed. She was after getting kind of shoved, and it just seemed then that kind of looked like that's what started the, you know, roaring and shouting from what I saw on the live feed. So I think, like, I know it's hard for the, like, last night is a different story, as you said, but I think the guards are, from my perspective, they're supposed to be like keepers of the peace. I think like that they need to go in there calm as well. It's like when the lady tried to speak to them, they were ready for it as well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, and look, you have to understand how the guards would have their backs up when they're being pelted out of it.
I do, absolutely. Like last night, fair enough, like it was ridiculous. Like, you know, I was watching live feeds. Now, I will say there was one man I felt very sorry for. Now, I don't know where he was from. The accent to me sounded like Spanish, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I was watching his live feed and he was just cycling around, it looked like, or he was on a scooter or something. And he was just kind of videoing what was going on around him. And his live actually ended with, he was tackled to the ground and he was like crying. He was actually screaming, crying on the live feed. He was tackled to the ground by, it looked like a load of riot police. Like, it was, it's just madness. Like, I think, but on both ends, like, obviously the Umflas shouldn't be out without parents attacking people. Like, that's nuts. Like, you know, on the other end of it, I think the guards need to calm down as well. In their approach from the start of this, they should have calmed down a bit more. I think this shoving, you know, even like that, I mean, if you're up there protesting, you see an old man like that. I saw that video after getting pepper spray. You know, you are going to get
okay,
very,
so,
like,
so let me you ask know. You, let me just ask you, because this is was the point of this conversation today. The lady, Bridget, who contacted us to say these protests are destroying the area, bringing a really bad name on the area, and yeah. the Gardaí should fight fire with fire. If it happens again tonight or over the weekend, turn the water cannon on the little fuckers and they'll learn a lesson.
If I'm being honest with you, I think they'd view that as great crack.
No.
I won't lie. I saw what was going on in the north there.
I've never gotten a wallop of a water cannon, but I've seen on video.
Yeah. No, oh, no, I know. If you're up close, like,
yeah, knock you flying, yeah.
It would, absolutely. So obviously, you know, it's going to get, but I was watching those other protests in the north there not long ago. I was watching live feeds, and to be honest with you, all the youngsters in the back were like, thought this was hilarious. Like, do you know what I mean?
You think it could have the exact opposite effect?
I do, yeah. No, maybe it won't. I don't know, but it could. Right. Do you know that kind of way?
Great to talk to you, Sorka. Thanks very much indeed.
I just feel sorry for the residents up there
who
are living on edge and they don't know what protests are going to, you know. There's children up there that would be on the autism spectrum that don't want those loud noises. Those, imagine looking out your window and seeing
the fireworks and everything else.
Seeing that going on.
Let me bring in Stephen.
Morning, lads. Hope you're doing well. Just listening there yesterday and today, and I've been following the whole situation for the last like month or so, couple of months, years, whatever it may be at this point. But you live in a democratic society where, you know, the people have the right to vote. So if they're that concerned, why don't they just vote someone in that's going to deal with the issues? You know what I mean? It's going out and smashing up public servants, the Garda. You know, these guys have a hard enough job as it is. Now, we're not really a cop family. We don't like the police, but I can also see that it's not fair. It's not right the way that these people are treating them. I was listening to that lady there talking about her 16-year-old children, and she's telling them not to go. Well, she's not a very good example when she's going up herself. You know, when you see a situation unfolding the way it did, you know, your average Joe would leave the situation. Instead, you were left with 2,000 people absolutely milling the Garda and a lot of scrouts that just jump on the bandwagon. These people don't contribute to society, but yet have a problem with migrants coming into the country. While I don't agree with the I-Pass centres and the situation that's going on, what else are you going to do? Put them all on the streets and then you'd be complaining about them being on the streets. And then you have the other issues with people saying, how come we don't get a house, a forever home? Well, you're not contributing, so why should you? You know, it's the same people. And if you turned around to these people and said, here, we'll put you in an I-Pass centre, I fucking guarantee you pretty quick they wouldn't go. So the whole system is fucked. I just think that it's scrouts raising scrouts. And it's not going to end. You know, I believe fucking get the bastards. Fucking water can the shit out of them. Who cares? That's how it goes in every other country. At the end of the day, it's public unrest and it needs to be dealt with. You know? Well, like I said, if you want to vote someone in that's going to fix the issues, fucking vote them in. You have the opportunity to do so. But going up and smashing up a hotel or a load of Garda ain't going to solve shit.
All right, Stephen. Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
Stephen is a regular listener to our podcast. He lives, you can hear he's Irish, but he lives in the States. David.
Well, that's a great show there as usual. just Anthony there saying that, you know, you should be beating these scum into the ground with their batons and all. So fuck off, Anthony, you clown. How can you go around beating people, you know, with the batons just for the sake of beating them? Like I said, there was kids up there from the age of 12 or 11. Do you think those 11 or 12 year old kids should be beaten like into the ground with batons? Would you fucking stop, lads? I'd say, Anthony, if you were up there, you'd be fucking shrinking like a penis in the Antarctic, so you would.
Thanks, David. And finally, Jay.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Pretty good topic again for the last 2 days. But, lads, no matter how much you still try and twist this, everybody's coming on telling you the same things. It's the guards that are aggravating this. I mean, they've been told to go heavy-handed to set out a message there that the government are going to do what they want. Like, peaceful protest, lads. Where's it getting people? We're being fucking railroaded through. But stop trying to twist and victim blame. Because I tell you, you wouldn't victim blame if it was a woman on here saying she was attacked, would you? Oh, well, you shouldn't have been there. Good show as usual, lads.
Thanks very much indeed, Jason. Thank you, all of you, for your messages, comments and opinions. If you enjoyed today's podcast, what do they do, Jeremy?
I've no idea because you didn't tell me you were going to say this, so I don't have a clue what to say. You can subscribe. Is that the thing? Do the subscribe
How
thing.
Did you ever get on this podcast?
No, if they're listening to this podcast, they've already subscribed.
No, not necessarily. Click subscribe or follow. If you listen on Spotify, click the little bell icon and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.